Kwazi, muri eZimbabwe, yebo, mthwakazo omuhle eZimbabwe, omuhle ndinomgamshira emchirongo chelu chebechidiki, uhlelo The Connection lelami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe omuhle to The Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Today is Tuesday the 29th of October 2019, nangu October seambile bafetu, and I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe Muhle ndinomgamchira emchirongo chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection lelami uMike Hove. And today is Tuesday the 29th of October 2019. Isho, the year is gone. Nangu 2019 usahambile, useyaphela ngempela. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the current state of the Zimbabwean economy. According to the International Monetary Fund, IMF, the Zimbabwean inflation rate was at 300%. Nyaphinda njalo. 300% in August. And as we speak, the unofficial unemployment rate is at over 90%. We should eneng labantu elizweni abasebenzi within the formal sector. With the price of fuel constantly increasing, which it did again today, country experiencing a cash shortage, the price of goods constantly changing, the unemployment rate being at over 90%, one has to ask themselves, abantu abasakhulayo, vechidiki, the youth of the nation, varikurarama sei, baphila njani elizweni, how are the youth surviving in the nation? So tonight I look to hear from you guys, nina mzulukanda mthwakazo omuhle, Zimbabwe omuhle, kuti mpinde mchirongwa, mutiudze kuti imi vechidiki murikurarama sei, titarisa nyaya yekuti munyika mari irungorasa value, munyika hamuna mabasa, munyika mari haisi kubatika, munyika fuel irikuendera mberi ichingokwira. So I look to hear from you, Zimbabwe omuhle, especially the nation's youth, ukuthi lubona njani udaba lokhona kodwa namhla. But first, before we head over to tonight's discussion, let's head over to some breaking news. The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, RBZ, today announced that they will be introducing a new currency, which will comprise of $2 coins and $5 notes as it attempts to address the cash crisis while stabilizing the exchange rate. VOA's Godwin Mangujka caught up with RBZ Governor Dr. John Mangujka, who had this to say. Take a listen.
Tukisa mare itsva kuma banks kuti yosangana mochete nema bond notes zvinofamana zvangofanana zvangofanana ikara yacho yese chekuti panga pakanzi bond panga pakasa bond panga vakamodzi pabudura chete zvakasaya otherwise tukisa mare kuma banks yema coins ma $2 nema penny paper nema $5 kuedza kukesha zvire kuti zvo inflation vakura kwete asi kuti munhu ongane mari yake mubank unogona kudrawa otora iri cash kana kuti aite ma transfers kana kuti aite ma plastic money kana kuti aite micro cash zvakanaka nekuti zvima price anobva adzikawo pasi zvino kuti amwani anaite basa kutengesa chii mari izvi NPC yaitutumwa zvikona izvozvo chechipiri chabuda imomo nechekuti izvo tiri kuti mainterbank market yedu ifambe zvakanaka zvinoreva izvo kuti tiri kuti tiise mari foreign currency kuma banks tinotengesa kuma banks at auction price ndokuti chii zvinova zvakanaka kuma banks ko.
Well, you heard it for yourselves. Zimbabwe omuhle limzwile RBZ Governor Dr. John Mangujka esithi kule mali entsha ebuyayo ama $2 coins ama $5 notes kuthiwa ibona njenge RBZ they're looking towards stabilizing exchange rate njalo bakhangela ukuthi izasiza abantu umphakathini ilizwe lonke jikelele nxa sesixoxisana ngendaba zokuthi imali ayisabambeki elizweni. However, whilst on the same discussion on the state of the economy Zimbabwe muhle, the fuel prices went up once again. I mentioned it earlier on. This is a move that economists say would see it's going to drive the prices of everything else up once again. Now, this is a notion that the nation's youth are not happy about. They've never appreciated it. VOA's Columbus Mavunga, a couple of months ago, caught up with some youth who had this to say. Take a look.
Huh? chingwa chiri kuita tenderers apa chichiwani apa inini ndiri kutambira mari kana ndiri kutemba chii ndiri kutambira ini nazo kwanza wana kana mari kuti ndikwanza kutenga chingwa everyday $10 ndiri kutambira $250.
Things are going tougher every day. The fuel is going up. The prices are going up because the fuel is going up.
Tunoita sei Zimbabwe. Haina ari kutonga, haina. Tina mutungamiri.
Ndiri adhawa.
Haina mara mutungamiri wete.
That were, those were some youths that VOA's Columbus Mavhunga caught up with over time. Now, in August, Mavhunga once again caught up with some youths as he did another report of how the economy is affecting the nation's youth. Let's take a look.
This 16-year-old says she has been working as a vendor since her mother died 2 years ago, forcing her to drop out of school. She lives with her 22-year-old sister and earns about $5 a day from her sales.
I do not want to sell stuff here, but I felt I could not force my dad to pay my school fees as he is no longer employed. He is even failing to pay fees for my 12-year-old brother, which I am now doing. I hope my brother makes it in life.
Zimbabwe's Health and Child Welfare Minister Obadiah Moyo says the government is working with organizations like UNICEF and charities like Childline to help poor children. Childline says it has seen more children being forced to work as Zimbabwe's economy deteriorates.
But now with the economic challenge, you can imagine in one community where a child has to go and sell Maputi, for instance, and they don't bring back any income because nobody bought from them. Then the parent will then reward those who sold with food. And the one who didn't sell, because you didn't bring any money home, so how do you expect to eat? So we're now engaging with parents that you shouldn't punish children by withdrawing food.
In Zimbabwe now, fewer children are able to go to school. Many are like this young girl who has to work to help support her 12-year-old brother and her unemployed father. Columbus Mavhunga for VOA News, Harare.
All right, that was Columbus Mavhunga, VOA News, who reported from Harare. Limbonulo onkazana omuntu ongisakhula ngempela. Very, very young girl, having to take to the streets. Yena, she is now a vendor trying to fend for her family. That is the topic of tonight. Zimbabwe muhle sifisa ukuzwa kini zulukandaba imi vechidiki. How are you surviving munyika? Mabva kuonawo video yomwe wechidiki nayo akati sezvo zvanetsa ndakuitawo basa rekutengesa mumigwagwa. So we're looking to hear from some vendors, we're looking to hear from some businessmen, we're looking to hear from everyday youth ukuthi sizwe ukuthi bona baphila njani elizweni. Kodwa lingakhohlwi eliyona mentioned ukuthi RBZ governor Dr. John Mangujika usandu kushukuthi kuzaba kule mali icurrency entsha ezabe ibuya, but it's going to be equivalent to imali, the one that's already there. So uthi zulukandaba lingasabi ngoba it's going to be at the same rate as the bond, same rate as EcoCash and more. +12024650318 is the number to call if you're looking to join us. To call. That's my WhatsApp number, but if you're looking to call me, you can call me on +12024650318 and +12026192077. We're broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency on 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz with short wave. And on the internet, Zimbabwe Moshe, as we speak, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voashona.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, and of course www.voandebele.com. So, ngalifisa ubukela kuhlelo lingasaba ukuya khona. Mthokazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle. Makathira chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Uhlelo The Connection lilami uMaikove.
Hey ta, hey ta, hey ta, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Tanki abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchiro wangu. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, can I shoutoutara neni? Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
@BigMike3 on Twitter and Instagram if you're looking to speak to me. Kodwa lingakhohlwa ukuthi siyasakaza on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele njalo ku VOA Studio 7. Sakamsa kangana ukushare chirongwa, lingakhohlwa ukushare uhlelo ukuze sibukele ngobuningi bethu. Kana mchilo phi namchirongwa, mokwalisa unyura number 0 nare tokufundrai tokupinza yo nas live pamepo. Lukona kuti zvatotanga kufaya, vanhu vatotanga kuisa ma comment, abantu ngempela sebekuqala ukufaka ma comments. Sibona ukuthi abantu bathini makhasini ethu amathathu. Elliot Mandebele uthi hi, watching from South Africa. Unjani pra Elliot Jurgu famba here. U Vasco uthi sikhona lati msakazi. Kunjani kunjani Vasco? U Elton uthi masora same koma Mikoro ndiri kuteera ndiri ku mu Johannesburg kuriseko kujoza uko. Alon advisor nambanzi vanhu tatambura vedu we munyika mna mabasa nzara yapfura chisero sezvo mitengo yekudya irikuita zvokungokwera. U Freddy Martin advisor nambanzi tifonerewo please. Aiwa mukoma Freddy tichakufonerai. U Webster uti vatanga vanhu vaya mitengo ichabata denga. Nantu tabalo kone kutu ini mtuwakaza mwushe Zimbabwe mwushe. Asi ayok, I am my first guest. Onge na yogu shelo umnumzana Usame Wadzai. Koma Same, zuru fambe.
Ndilibo, zuri sei mwana mwame wangu.
Aiwa, tilibo, kuri sei kwa muriko.
Kutatarika kwa Gwadza, nika ya Gwadzai.
Tutanga panyaya yogu tanzi na Dr. John Manguchi. Kaparuku ya Karenzi Nyuan, murugu sutambira Usame.
Aiwa, dambudziko riripo ndekuti hatisi kudila nema fundamentals. Chii chiri kumboita kuti mari yedu ishaye simba. Chii chiri kumboita kuti vana veZimbabwe vasave netrust nemari dziri kunzwa. Inyaya yekuti izvozvo zvokuti mari dzinongounzwa pasina production economy, hapana chatiri kuproducer. Mari yedu haina kana simba, takaikombeya nedzimwe mari dzekune dzimwe nyika. Ndanza vachiti vari ku vari kuti inenge chingoenderana as 1:1 nemabondi zvingoshandirana pamwe chete. Takukwanisa here kushandisa mari kana ndiri kuSouth Africa for example dzemunhu nyano anoita zveinformal trading. Ndinokwanisa here kundohodha nemari iri kuuya ndo mivhunzo muhombe yatinoda kunzwisisa. Kana vachiti iri pa1:1 tinokwanisa here kubuda naye kuenda kumesina nemabhondi wavo pamwe chete tichikwanisa kungohodha tichiunza mari tichiunza zvinhu zvedu zvatoda kutengesa. Maquestions iwayo haana kuanzika. Tangonzwa kungori mari yakuunzwa toda kuwedzera mari tinokwanisa kubudisa mari mumabhengi. Bati mari yayo yatinokwanisa kushandisa kune dzimwe nyika sezimbu ratagara tiziva remakore apfuura.
Tochibata nyaya yekuti imi I know kuti the executive director of you know sangano rine chinangwa chokubatsira vanhu vaita basa rokutengesa mumigwagwa. Today we're looking to talk towards the youth, and it seems as though more than 90% of the youth are working within the informal sector, and one of those being vendors. Now, how everything seems to be in tatters in the country when we're looking, when we're talking about the current state of the economy. How are the youth surviving?
Very difficult, my brother. We are in a very, very, very difficult situation. I mean, everything is not working. People are struggling to put together even a single meal a day. You have a privilege to have such meals and stuff. So, I mean, the youth is an argusambura. It's just to get married in downtown. Can I down the tavern? But you know, it's a very difficult thing to do. So, I mean, things are tight. I call upon my authorities to make sure that they correct the situation. They genuinely put in place policies, you know, interventions to correct the situation. This is getting out of hand, and people are very angry about what is happening. It's very important that we begin to see seriousness. Isusu chatirungo da sema yuti ndeche kuti, let's address my fundamentals as soon as we get out of the economy, irambe chidona. Corruption, mismanagement, you know, looting that you are seeing on a daily basis, Rungo report on my newspaper, and we are not seeing any action insofar as the government, you know, is concerned in trying to deal with the corruption at Rungo Ramnika. So, same the tributes, let's address the fundamentals. Mm-hmm. Let's engage my youth. Toda ukupinda ma decision making processes. We've got problems that we have, you know, we are a very educated lot. We are there, we are ready to assist to correct the situation. But what are we having? We're having the government that is so adamant, so, you know, so arrogant. There's no effort whatsoever to engage the youth there. But we are saying we are there, we want to engage. Even decision, we are going to the streets to sell tomatoes, to sell airtime, so that we can look after our children. The commitment is that we really want to make things work. Mm-hmm. We don't want to go the violent route. We want things to work. So it's an opportunity for the government to realize that there is a committed citizen that is able, that is willing to come on the table and to assist in the, you know, correction of the challenges that we are facing at the moment.
Now, Mkoma Samo, you mentioned the issue of corruption. Some would argue government actually has tried, they're taking strides towards fixing the issue of corruption. Not so long ago, Tatina Minister Akasungwa, of course, she's out on bail. I see, is that not an initiative?
You know, it's not an initiative. No, we don't want to pick and choose who we want to work with. You know, interventions, my brother. You know, corruption is easy. Every day, upon a day, I'm not reading a newspaper in Zimbabwe. It's not a corruption. So and so is being accused of corruption. But the question is, what has happened? And here, number is from Jeremy corruption. Here, number one, actually, you have been found guilty and within the 10 years, you know, Mujere because of corruption. No one, none. And the following day, we have got many, many, many examples. So we are saying, can I double blame your corruption in this country? Let's have people arrested and what you can't do, Majere. So that is set an example. Really, if you engage in corrupt activities, if you disturb the economy, you will be arrested and you will be convicted in China and you rot in jail. We want to see my examples as soon as I got the speaker. But it's not happening at the moment. Mm-hmm. What we are saying is that let it be not political gimmicking. Let it not be kuvara vana veZimbabwe. We know takangwara kutoziya zviri kuitika. Pane vanhu vari kuba and vari kuprotekta ne the highest offices. The highest offices should be on the forefront of ensuring that vaita looting, vaita corruption, vanovharirwa. Totozviona kuti aiwa mupfumira atobatwa atovharirwa. Examples are one day one of that corruption to Romazio, and we expect those people to be arrested and truly be convicted of agenda major.
All right, regarding Bate Pamromo, Mkoma Samo, Titange, and Dragoons, and them Terry, Wango Tanga, Arupina Nasm Churonga, and Bate Pamromo, and Zoga Comrandis.
Thanks.
All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Mnumzana Samo Wadzai. He is the executive director of an organization that targets towards ukuthuthukisa ikakhulukazi abantu abasakhulayo abakumsebenzi wokuthengisa emgwaqweni, ngesingizi sithi ama-vendors. Kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi nginomlaleli wokuqala ongenayo kuhlelo ndikuzondela umthereri wokuthanga ukuphinda mjirongo khola khola umthereri singenele kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo ngibani okhona ecingweni. Kola kola mtereri ari parinare ndiani?
Hello.
Yebo mama, how are you?
I'm fine, magadizeni.
Aiwa tiripo ari parinare apa ndiani?
Miss Madunge from Triangle.
Mrs. Ani?
Madunge from Triangle.
Oh, kuri sei ku Triangle mai Madunge?
Ee tambwane nzara kuko.
Muri kurarama sei ko munyika? Ndiro handikutobvunza munhu wese nhasi. Tiri kunzwa kuti zvinhu zvese zviri kungoenda kumawere. Nhasi fiyo yakwira.
Ndikungoona salary ichingopinda mufoni wongotoignora because kushopu kwacho hakusi kutomboendeka.
Zvino ndiri kunzwa kuti mune mwana uyu ari kumashure. Muri kurarama sei? Mwana muri kumuprovhaidhira sei?
Mwana? Tanzwa nekutowacha kutodhadha matishets ana baba chitopfekedza because mapamba acho achatengeke apa manepi nepi rimwe rotorwana $50. Saka uti tazokutopfekedza hembe zvaimboitwa kudhara kana mbuya nehanda zvese.
Zvino tiudzeiwo mai ndimuzvare here kana ndimai Mandongi?
Ndimai Madhuzi.
Mai Madhuzi, tiudzeiwo ka zvino nyaya yogadziriswa sei sezvo munhu wese tina vawadzai vari panhare navo vari kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Munhu wese ari kungopinda pachirongwa anenge ari ngochema-chema achiti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Zvino nyaya yacho inogadziriswa sei?
Kuzvigadzirisa mukoma totoshayiwa totozvigadzirisa sei.
Hamuna here chivimbo chekuti hurumende, nekuti hurumende iri kuti iri kutora matanho ekuzvigadzirisa?
Regai timbomira tionoti kana zvikagadziriswa tinokwanisa here kupinda muchitoro nokuti zvokwadi. Tahwa nekutambura zvimwe zvombodawo muchimbozvionerawo, because kamukangwa chita zvekutaura kudai nechingoti vanhu vekuzimbabwe vanondawana kutikumbira mari izvo kare. Tombozvisa kuna mwari nekuhurumende kwacho timboiona, because izvozvi zvitupa takasengesa mwana wamai takatopasawo zvisingaiti, asi takangogadzika pasi madiploma nemadigiri.
Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa nende mama.
Zvakanaka.
Alright, todzokera kuna vawadzai. Mukoma Samo, muripo parunhare? Mukoma Samo. Manzwa muteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa hanzi madegree zvese tatoisa pasi nekuti hazvichabatsire. You're working with a mass amount of young people who have qualifications that are beyond ana doctor. Vakutoita basa rekuti nekuti zvinhu zvanetsa, regai ndipinde mumugwagwa ndombotengesawo kaairtime ndingoisawo kamari $2 muhomwe. I know that you know there's been so many reported cases where young people are going out there in the streets and they're selling, or they're not making money, they're not making ends meet. Now kana uchibuda mugwagwa iwe uri kutengesa matomati panapa, next door neighbor naye ari kutengesa matomati, mese mabuda end of day maita $1. Vanhu vari kuzviitawo sei vechidiki, especially vechidiki? Tamboisawo video yeumwe wechidiki anga achiti ane 15 years, akati baba ngavambomira nekuti basa vashaya, regai ndichibuda ini pache zvangu ndombosiya zvechikoro ndoenda ndonotengesa. Vanhu vari kuzviita seizvo.
And you know what is so disturbing? Ndezvekuti taita decision iyoyo kuti no, things are not working. Yes, I obtained a degree. Yes, I'm a holder of a master's degree. But because there is no former, there is over 90% unemployment, 95% unemployment in formal job market. And I had the decision, let me go and join the informal sector. Would the same government, through my councils, it would tear it on my streets, it would tear it on my streets, you know? Vachideclare zvatiri kuita kutraya kurarama kwacho is illegal, kuti vending is illegal. How do you criminalize raramo yevanhu? Vanhu vadecide no, let's go into the streets and try to survive. My youth are decide vaenda pachikona apekawo matomasi ake, but the same government is following us in the streets. They are confiscating our wares. You know, they are coming, they are beating us people. And we are not aware of the fear kuma jere. People are trying. We are trying to survive. What do they want us to do? So that my first point, I still go back to the first point, is that Kanava failure, we have got a very educated, you know, youth population in this country with a lot of commitment to have things solved. Things I want my youth leaders muma positions yekuti vabatsire vana mangudla avo vari kuuya nemazeri funny decision, vaise ma positions yekuti vagadzirise the situation, because I mean people, they are committed, you know. It's our future that is at stake here. We are committed to contribute to the correction of the current situation. That's the first point. Then the second point is that we need to deal with the politics that is dominica, the toxic, zvokuti winner takes everything. Hazvishandi. We need to unite the people. Electoral system yedu isusu haisi kushanda. You have a population wekuti vamwe vanoti tinoda uyu. Almost half half. If you look at the outcome of the previous election, yanga iri half half. But how do you have the same group or one group richinzi ndoriri kurepresenta the interests of one? Let's have everyone achiuya patable tichibatsirana kugadzirisa machallenges atiri kusangana nawo munyika. Politics dzedu dziri toxic, politics dzedu dziri divisive, and we need people to get united to have their favorite vane stake vachiuya patable vachibatsira you know, to correct my challenges that now. Then the last point that now, Ndere Puti, as long as the government, which it has been missing a consult my citizens, that's not buy-in my citizens, that's not confidence in my citizens, that's not what happen at no Buddha. Mm-hmm. Deficit of confidence in the government yet at the moment. This is under announce a new current. Mm-hmm. But Ukaterea Mataura Kita, the majority of and they are Stombushandi. Savita Stombushandi. However, people don't have confidence in Nema policies are good to any government because Arkutu Amjikona Muchivande, you know, when one goes much more to go back to cities. Why are you doing it? Why not taking your people on board? Why not including your people, my policy, you know, changes among Kita? Mm-hmm. The answer is zero. So as long as what could have been so much one day, personal could tangle about one confidence, never citizens. Zoom's not going to fail. I can assure you, Maria va introduce her today, within the next month or so, in a long of an anima bond because when I have confidence now, when I reject her, and I mean, could you wait that or near the inflation? I'm not an economist, but you go to Pachina, as I kicked up previously, and we are. We are almost likely to face the same situation.
Mm-hmm. I wari kai ndikubate pamuromo nditoro umwe guest wangu arikupinda muchirongwa. Nacho kumbira kuti mumbobatawo parunhare tinzwe kuti guest wangu achipinda anoti Janet.
Okay.
All right, Zimbabwe muhle. That was Mnumzana Samo Wadzai. Kodwa ngeze kuti ngilo mlaleli. I hear I have a call ecingweni. Khola mthele arikupinda muchirongwa ngubano khona ecingweni. Khola Hey, Mkoma Felix, you're from there.
Ah, Muche, Murutora, Nezi, Marinitsa, eh?
Hongu, Tipe, Moundring.
Eh, Minima, Onerangu, Snopana, who be Susu, Titem, Mario, Tishandi. Mario, Kasashanda, one, or Gutambuka. Ivanhu vari munyika, vanhu vari mugovernment havafe vakatambudzika nekushaika kwemari iwo zvese vanozviwana. Saka isusu tisiri mugovernment hatitraye kutsvaga dzimwe nzira dzekuti tinoenda nekunze kwegovernment kuti zvinhu zvifenze. Muenzaniso wandingapendewe kuti vanhu vanochaja ma 30% vaivai. I don't collect a cash, eco cash. My percentage, second hand, and this is the patriot. Would I want to do my future? Don't know when I'm charged what percentage per car. When I get out of change, who will pay some of the crews beyond me? Who shall be take car to somebody with my charge? There is a chimney to come with Zimbabwe. You know, I could be a man who had more in Zimbabwe. Hafanana nehurumende yavari kushora vane makaro. Saka hakuna kwatinoenda kana mumwe munhu achiti iyewo akabira munhu 30% kuno ugogo oshora government imimi muchiita zvakafanana.
Aiwa takunza zvakanaka Mukoma Felix, ndinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa handesi.
Maita basa mvura yanetsa paHarare apo ndakabvapo. Ngava yavo nezvekuita because I remember vamudzuri vakambotaura nezvemvura kuna year 2000, which means it is hurumende yetu iri 19 years behind panyaya dzemvura idzi. Dambudziko iroro dai vakagadzira dhemu raitaurwa muna 2000 tisina dambudziko remvura muHarare.
Aiwa Mukoma Felix, takunzwa zvakanaka. Regai titoro vamwe vateereri vada kupinda muchirongwa handiti. All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Felix Mlaliwe too. Yeah, he's in Zimbabwe. Yeah, he highlighted a lot of things. He came in and he was firing at the new currency that has come in. Felix says, Abantu must make this currency work. Please, let's make it work. If he can't make it work, confidence. Abantu should be confident in the money. Price controls. Abantu, please, whoa. Stop it. But as soon as you get to a more speed on Gena, you will say, Utin, what about Connecticut? I hear I have perseverance. Nyati, Manyati, Unyanisis. Njani? Hayi ngiyaphila, wena unjani?
Hayi, siphilile. If you'd like to make a call, please.
Mbona ngani kulomuntu? Okay, usakhona ecingweni sisi?
Yeah,
ah, okay, bengicabanga ukuthi nguwo drop leyo. Right, udaba lukhona egudwini uluzile sisi. First question I guess I want to hear from you is namhla vele sivuke another decision made by uhulumende bathi bazalethi kule currency entsha ebuyayo. Nina njengabantu abasakhulayo ikakhulukazi abaphila kobulawayo likuthatha njani lokho?
Sivile i-currency le entsha ebuyayo, kodwa okuyisimanga ukuthi u-affecta ama-youth ikakhulu ngoba akulatshintsho oluzayenzakala. Njalo siyafisa ukuthi mhlawumbe ngabe ama-youth ayaphiwa ama-income generating projects, izimali bafandwe, kwenze ukuthi labo babe part and parcel of i-economy yonale.
Now, you heard uMnumzana uFelix engena kuhlelo, and the first thing he highlighted was abantu should be confident in the money. Do you not feel like that's an important part of making the money work?
Yes, confidence iyadingakala kakhulukazi. Njalo lokuthi siyamukele.
Hayi, siyakuzwa ma. Right, so asizweni ke awusitshele ke ngibe kuhlelo okwamanje silo uMnumzana uSame Watsayi, yena he works with young people who are vendors elizweni. Bengimbuza because khanya ngani akulento esebenzayo elizweni, umnotho welizwe ulokhu uqhubekela phambili day by day ugugudeka. Wena njengomuntu osebenzayo labantu abasakhulayo, awungitshele ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo ikakhulukazi kobulawayo baphila njani?
Abantu abasakhulayo ikakhulu mangikhayele ku-girl child balama-problems, inkinga ezikhona ongangukuthi kulama-early marriages ngenxa yesimo somnotho, they are forced ukuthi banjani bangene kuma-early marriages, like prostitution. So konke khona lokho le-crime kuyabayenza ingani babe balulazeki entweni ezinjalo. Yes.
Then I was just about to ask ukuthi yona isimo somnotho njengoba siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka and imisebenzi elizweni akula eningi labantu baku-informal sector, how is this affecting i-crime rate?
Siyacela ukuthi mhlawumbe ngabe i-government or i-private sector, ama-stakeholders angenele ekupheni ama-youth okungama-projects, ufunda izimali ukuthi mhlawumbe laba baziqalele okwako kokwenza okungezandla, kusebenza imisebenzi yezandla.
Hayi, wathi ngikubamba umlomo kancane manyathi ngithathe omunye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo and then I'll come back to you, angathi.
Ngiyabonga.
Right, Zimbabwe Mushi, that was Perseverance Nyathi. She is a member of the Bulawayo Residents Association. Go Bulawayo, obviously. Asi ngathona ukuthi vanhu vari kuti Chiko Puff social media and then Totoro umwe guest ari kupinda muchirongwa. Mukoma Webstands vatanga vanhu vaya mitengo ichabata denga. Demshi Mukariri avati twabam. Twabam Mukoma Demshi. Hanzi na Ignatius Murisei vashamarere we Studio 7 pamwe nevatereri kuma TV. Hanzi kwa muri ikoko ndino ndirikukonai ndiripa hanzi pa Mozambique. Bondia, Ignatius, bondia. Nika aruti Pretoria, anza hapana chinova pa new currency, anza hapana chinobuda. Paone vati, kwazwai, Big Mike, I'm watching you pa Studio 7 Live Talk, now ndripa Lanseria Airport, ku South Africa, kuraone, nyagwa mgele kuhlelo. Finos vati, watching you from Victoria Falls, Zimbabwe, but Finos, unjani, uchimi, uti, ndifuandre yo mkoma, aywa, vaisa number, tishakufuandre mkoma, msaj, ke, umatin, pikuti new currency, yaishani kana kusina mabasa yanzi na yo futi aripa Mozambique memorial ungo yanzi ndibateo nasi please ndibateo ndipo fungwa zangu aliku South Africa case ko Muntsanga yanzi new currency .. good idea aywa Zimbabwe omuhle nantu tabulu kone kutwini asizweni ukuthi abantu bathini ekhasini lethu ele VOA Ndebele ku VOA Ndebele kulo mnumzana Mathema uthi hello. Kutimantema unjani, uClemens uthi ngilalele ngikhonapha eGoli kwele South Africa. Ukuthi ngizwe ukuthiwa imali entsha iyeza. Ngempela lokhu kuliqiniso earlier on we played ibite eka-RBZ direct governor Dr. John Mangujka esithi yebo ngempela imali entsha iyeza kodwa izaba 1 to 1 nge-bond note. Kutwa kuzabuya ngama $2 coins njalo ama $5 notes. Sitshele umbono wenu. Malana ngodabula khona ekhutwini namhla mthwakazi omuhle +12024650318 ku-WhatsApp lakho njalo kunixhuma live ecingweni ku +12026192077. But let me head over to my other guest ongenayo kuhlelo ari kuthi joina nasi mchirongwa vari ku ikoko ku Zimbabwe ku Harare. Right, ongenayo kuhlelo tinzo kuthi ndiyani ari popa rinare kola kola mterere ari pa rinare ndiyani.
Hai, Tawanda Chikosi.
Mkoma Tawanda, zuru fambe.
Mwishi mkoma Mike, how's everything going?
Hai, wa, bo, moto tu zae mi kwa muri kuzimbabwe koko.
Kuzimbabwe, tulukungwa shingirira mkoma.
Dota ndaka mkoma, ndaka
uko... Shingirira na ukura mberi ya.
Ndaka uko, ndaka zwabaka poste pa Facebook, mujiti mazovura, ka bureau de change, saka tota gatoti makoro koto amshop.
Hai, wa, tunda kutenda mwari.
Mkoma, nyairi mgango nasi, ndukurukura newewe chidiki, wanita mabasaka siana siana. Vajinji, varugu chema, wachiti mamiru wakaita upumi wenyika. Asku wafadza, chokwadi, hanzi mnyika mna mabasa. 90% varugu shanda mu informal sector. Imi, seumo wewe chidiki, aninga aruku budirao, aruku itao shiri, sunodadisa. Ti uzeo maundro, wenyu pamsuru penya yetu na yonasi.
The reality in the background is not so good. Particularly for the young people. My expectations were kumana ni wasikana weshidiki tishukura. It provide particularly our homeland. As a series of Zatsukwan. But I think one of the major issues there is I would like to come from a very controversial point of view, a very contrarian way of looking at things. I think one of the major challenges there at now on the equity, we are not trained for this kind of an economy. We are not educated for this kind of an economy. Isusu takango kura tiri in an economic or an educational system ya itarisira kuti tizo kwa nso kutraiva na kubudirira kana jimjese jiri normal. But now because we suddenly face ourselves with a very abnormal situation, we are neither equipped nor educated for this kind of an environment. Hence the greater challenges we now have within the formal sector. Skills, education, growing up, even our own upbringing within our parents and our societal structure. They would continue to in an economy stable where things are okay, which is formal. But now, all of a sudden, we find ourselves in a very informal economy where we a different set of skills are required and we have none, or it's just a very fraction of our youth population that have got skills and can solve driver within the informal sector. So I think those challenges will be at T9. The reason Pepe and Nanchiti, I will come up with a very controversial sector. Meaning I was convinced at a tender age could say there is what we call the 80-20 rule, and then the funga which is no shandas or kanyanya, especially helping young people, Patavi, regime, the economy that we have, because the responsibility to either make our success or failure in this environment lies mostly entirely with us. So the 80-20 rule says, 80%, your success, 80% is determined by you. Then 20% is attributable to the environment. Zimbabwe is only contributing to only 20% of either success or failure of each and every one of us. The reason being, how we respond to that environment, to that 20% contribution, those may basa stere kukupura what the environment is throwing at us. So if issues are kawanda for a lot of young people, it's easy to continually complain. Tishinongezera economy, tishinongezera my leaders, tishinongezera which is quite true, and things could be done better. But at the same time, zvinhu hazvi kuchinja. That's the reality on the ground. Mm-hmm. Every day you have to wake up, you have to survive, you have to plan for a future environment yakaita seiyoyi. So it then lies back to us as young people to say, okay, this is what we have, this is the card we have been dealt, and this is hurumende yatinayo tichange tinayo if everything goes normal to 2023. Mhm. Tirikuramba tichikura 2023 makore anenge achiwedzera. Saka it's up to us really, you know, to actually think, okay, now that the environment yakadai tine hurumende iyi, how do we thrive, how do we survive, how do we plan for a future? Saka shift yakuitika on us more than it is happening in the economy or in the environment. So I think I'm throwing out a challenge to young people out there to say, guys, look, zviri pa ground ndo reality ripo, and it may take a lot of time kuti zvichinje, ende zvikachinja, there's no guarantee yokuti zvikachinja, zviri kuchinja for the positive. It could remain the same or it could even get worse. No one knows, there are no guarantees for change that comes in the future. Mm-hmm. So I think chinchakanyanya kukosha is to focus on ourselves in this room. Are we equipped? Are we skilled enough? Do we need new skills? Because there is a difference. You know, once we thrive in this environment. Let me give you an example, Mkoma Mike, and there are some other people who are listening. Magambo zvoona here kuti informal sector yatiri izvezvi, vanhu vanogona basa remaoko, they thrive better. Mm-hmm. Say my mechanic is doing much better than vanhu vakaita degree accounting. You may find vanhu vanoita my carpenters, my shop fitters, you know, my welders, people who can do practical stuff, you know, they are thriving a little bit better than when more of the intellectual stuff. So there may be a need to upskill yourselves or to learn new skills or to upgrade, you know, the kind of education we have that is now relevant to the sector. You're informal,
and then I'll come back to you because there's another question that seems to be boiling that I'd love to hear your take on, and it.
Sure.
All right. Zimbabwe Muhle Nyezi ukuthi ngilomunye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo khola khola mthereri ariphari nani ndiyani.
Hello.
Yebo bhuti, unjani?
Ndinani makadini.
Aiwa, tirinani ariphari nani ndiyani.
Simango.
Vasimango, how are you, Mr. Simango?
Ndirinani hangu kwakadini mhuri uku.
Ndizvo izvozvo muri kufonera muri kupi?
Ndiri kuchikombedzi.
Aha. Right, saka baba tiudzewo maonero enyu pamusoro penyaya tinayo. Nhasi tiri kutema nyaya mbiri. Nyaya yekutanga hanzi naRBZ governor Dr. John Mangudya pari kuya mari nyowani. Kune vateereri vapinda vakati amana, we should be confident mune mari yedu, tione kuti mari inokwanisa kushanda. Nyaya yechipiri ndiri kuda kuudzwawo kune vanhu vechidiki vese vari kurarama muZimbabwe kuti vari kurarama sei sezvo mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika haana kumira mushe. Ngatinzwei kuti munoti.
Chokwadi, ndiaide kumbotsindirawo pane vataura avo kuti mari hongu vagadzira havo inobuda. Asi dei vaikwanisa kuti vahurumende yedu ikurukura nenavachamisa tione kuone zvirinani zvemari izvi zvitori sure. Hazvina zvazvinobetsera kungobudise zvimari zvisingashandi. Tibataurirane paoneke kutonga kwakanaka kunoite kuti vana nevabereki tigare zvakanaka. Tiri mudambudziko guru rakanangana nemagariro nemashimishando nemarodhi nemakiriniki. Hazvina zvinobetsera kungounze mari vanhu takagara tiri mukati mwezvara. Nzara hombe inode zvaiita kuti vamunangagwa vabvume kutaurirana nemukomana vawirirane ndiwo kuti tigare zvakanaka ono kushanda.
Toenda
pamabasa, mabasa munomamuna vanhu vagara vashoma vari kutoshanda vavavo vari kutobudawo pamabasa nokuda kwekushaikwa kwemari. Mari yavo haichatengi. Hatina zvitinoshandira kwakugara kuende kudzimba koone mhuri kotonetsa nekuda kwemabhazi.
Tora matanho aripo ekugadzirisa mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika mungati nazvo muri kubvumirana nawe?
Kupedza nguva kukavirana tese iwo nesu ndokuti zviro zvinake. Zvino nokuti ukazvitaura uri pachena watoenda, ukazvitaura uri pachena watoenda, hazvishandi.
Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka vasimango, tinotenda zvikuru nokupinda muchirongo angeti.
Ndinobongawo mabodi bata nhasi.
Chirongwa ndechenyu baba, mudzoke next week.
Zvakanaka.
Right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Mnumzana Sema Ngo, Uti Abantu kumele bakhulumisane so that they make it work. Asibona ukuthi abantu bathini. Ekhasini lethu le VOA Studio 7. Hanzi na memorial ungwe ndibathe wona as please ndibathe wo ndipe wopfungwa dzangu bvaisa number yake. I wonder tora na producer tiona kuti anikwanisa kufonera here. Paul Maphosa ari kuti hanzi watching you from Mutare, kuriseko kwa Mutare uko. Hanzi na Morris, people should be confident in the new currency for it to work. Most important part. Hanzi na Rashford, it's going to be backed by what Zim dollar. Asindukunzwa ndine umwe mutereri ngiyeza kuti ngilomunye umlalelo ongena yokuhlelo. Kola kola mutereri ari kupinda pachirongwa ukona icingweni ngubani?
Hey, hello.
Yes papa, zviri kufamba.
Fagai baba marwadzo
muri kutopinda ne energy yakatodhamba mudhara zvokutoratidza kuti aiwa zvina kumira mushi
kutoni tachai kuchai kune mamira zvakaita sevichidiki
tiudzewo maondere nyu mukoma trust
ndikuona pane pandamboona hangu pa news papa chinzi pavhika rekuteera panokuva saka introduce yatingati new currency pachirungu
hongu tatomhuisa oka clip ka RBZ governor Dr. John Mangudya achinyatsotsanangura kuzvine chokwadi pari kuya currency nyowani ine chinangwa chekubatsira nyaya ye cash crisis uyezve ku stabilize exchange rate yepa interbank.
Yeah, ndichandiri kuona zvafanana nemoto unobvira kauti kuti moto uyu uri kubvira but vanhu vari kudawo ndoudzima nepetro kana kuti dhiziri kana parafini. Saka handingaoni mafungiro angu handingaoni kuti kubudisa nyukarenzika ingakwanisa kugadzi kuti upfumi hwenyika hugadzikana asi zvinokwanisa kutozopedzera zvawedzera zvatowedzera kuti zvatipinza mumatambudziko seichidiki mangwana zvinourayira mangwana redu uyezve zvichauraya futi vamwe vasati vazvarwa vari kuteera futi pane ramangwana ravo nokuti upfumi hukangoera hwafa zvinoreva kuti munyika medu hatisisina indastry mabasa akusisini.
Aiwa takunzwai mukoma trust, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Modzoka next week, andisi?
Ya, ndinotenda.
Right, Zimbabwe muhle, asipona kuti abantu vatsini kukhasi letu LVOA Ndebele. Unesisa tube kuti unjani msakazi, imali leyo ebo yayo real money or yi paper nje. Ukuthi uyavuka inisela i-value. Hai, sizabona ngokuhambisana kwesikhathi nesisa. Kodwa yena u-RBZ governor uthi hai ule themba lokuthi it's going to work, it's going to work, it must work. Namazwi ka Vice President u-General Chiwenga. Kodwa let's go back to umnumzana vachikori. Mukoma tawanda zvirufa muchiripo parinare. Right, you're also, besides opening the Bureau de Change, you're also a tech entrepreneur. That's correct?
That is correct, sir.
Now, as an entrepreneur, how are you taking in the announcements made in by the RBZ governor of saying that, well, there's going to be a new currency coming soon? How is that something that you entrepreneurs are taking in?
It's very difficult to think that any difference, really, with what's already there, because what we're already using is some form of surrogate currency. So I don't see much of a difference anyway, because when you start speaking of currency, you also need to start speaking of the fundamental, you know, economic principles that need to be in place for there to be a strong introduction of a strong currency or introduce stability of an introduced currency. So we still don't have or we still don't see the same fundamentals that need to be there. Even the current finance minister, before he became finance minister, these are some of the things that he alluded to. He was actually in opposition to the introduction of a new currency before all the economic fundamentals, you know, mentors have been made or put in place, only to see them introducing another, you know, form of surrogate currency and, you know, doing away with the multi-currency regime before the fundamentals have been put in place. So at the end of the day, we now have a result of a very highly devalued currency, which is currently operating now, in some terms referred to as a surrogate currency. But it's one and the same thing, really. You know, new currency is just a different way of speaking of the same thing. That's the view, the now, practical view of how we look at it.
Ngoba tawanda tichitarisa nyaya yekuti nyaya mari munyika haisi kubatika, that's why the RBZ governor is saying vari kuunza currency nyuwani kuti nyatsogadzirisa nyaya yema challenges ari kutarisana nevanhu patotarisa nyaya yecash. One, mari haisi kubatika, uyezve foreign currency yacho zvekare haisi kubatika. Where do you guys, for example, people like you who are now opening Bureau de Changes, fit into this whole system towards, I guess, attempting to fix it?
Okay. Foreign currency, iskubatika, performer market,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
So that's
but Irmulan, mm-hmm. you see, if you look at the my foreign currency inflows in Zimbabwe, you may be surprised to learn that maybe diaspora remittances are probably the largest foreign currency source for the country.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning to say, people get money from their relatives outside the country, but because they don't have faith in the banking system because of what has happened before, mm-hmm. they keep mariyavo kudzimba, they keep the money on them, and they change it as and when they want to use it. So they are not putting it into the formal sector, into the banking sector, which allows it to circulate within the economy. Because once you put it in there, you have got no guarantee. Actually, the guarantee that you have is you might not see it again
mm-hmm.
in the form Yawaisa.
Mm-hmm.
So people prefer to then just keep it because they don't trust the system.
Mm-hmm.
So I informal market, but informal market, like in the hands of the individuals, and they would, if the Burundi changes, start offering my rates are, favorable or are competitive to what is being offered on the black market. People come and change mariyavo because at the end of the day, they want to buy goods and services for them to be able to survive. So one for not to change mariyavo, and then get the local contingent, or whatever they need to pay in the local currency.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to put an argument that one when I marry.
I worry, guys, to go to Mkoma Samo, Vanoti, Nema Undreng. Mkoma Samo, Muchiripo Parnare. Mkoma Samo, Wazai, Muchiripo Parnare. Oh, and who's what Mkoma Samo, what dropper? As soon as Umayati and Utin, okay. What in Kalim Tatum Laleli, and then in Zahamba, go Mayati. Who's on them terrery? Kola Kolam terrery, Onganayo Gushello, Arparnare.
Yebo kunjani?
Ngiyaphila mama wena unjani?
Ngiyaphila.
Mbani okhonekwe ngwena?
Caroline.
How mama oy unjani?
Ngiyaphila unjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila kunjani kwele South Africa?
Nayi ku right.
Nantu daba likhona kudwini mama, awusitshela umbono wakho. U-RBZ governor uthi hayi kule mali entsha ezayo. Wena uthini ngalokho?
Maya manga mhlaza tejoko lawo. Yiphi leyo mali ezayo? Izanceda ngani leyo mali?
Bathi bona
imali or libhondi lona leli iphephe lingalancedo elingaphumeli kwamayamazwe.
Manje mamoyo kuzasebenza njani njengoba abantu bangamthembi uhulumende?
Vele kasimthembi uhulumende antu uyadla yena lemuli zakhe bayasutha thina siyazidubela. Vela ngeke size simthembi. Kahle kahle vele nanga kwa kahlale phansi akayekela che phansi. Or else nxa kusehlula kuyabe hlula ukuthi lizwe le phela amazwe lawo mabili vele kuyabe hlula ukuthi bayavuze. Selafi lizwe elalilihle ilizwe elaliyisiphala seAfrica yonke jikelele. Namhlanje sesiyinhleki sebantwini bonke. Usuzu sesaba lokuthi ukhulume utshela abantu ukuthi wena ubuye eZimbabwe. Ngeqiniso vele kuyayangisa kabayekele bechiye phansi. Akambe umnotho wonke lo ogcwele elizweni uya ngapi?
Uke wakhuluma labantu abasakhulayo abaphile eZimbabwe na?
Abaphile eZimbabwe bayadubeka. Bayadubeka. I was talking to uSiswami engitshela ukuthi ungkhona ngelanga uthenga ama light $100 our last lelanga elilodwa. Kuyini khona lokho sure? $100.
Manje njengoba isimo somnotho silokhu siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka, i-$100 uyithola lapho sisi?
yiko phele ngikutsho khona lokhu ukuthi uyazisebenza uyazama ukuthi azisebenzi kodwa leyo mali vele ayisayenzi lutho
hayi siyakuzwa
ayisayenzi lutho kambe akungitshela ukuthi wongkhona ngapha mina futhi inye into emali sakakhulu ukuthi khona thina abantu kodwa siyadubeka just like kuthange laphana kuyenzwa nge-Friday kuze kwenziwe i-demo liyane eyokuthiwa khona kakukhutshwa ama-sanctions abantu begcwele e-stadium bethengelwe okungama-pieces kwenyama konkeni okungama-pieces kwenyama kuyimalini i-stadium sonke sonisiyana kuthengwe ngemalini kwehluleka ukuthi kuthengelwe abantu imithi ezibe khona bona bayakwazi ukuthi nxa bengagula bahamba emazweni thina ke izihlobo zethu esingakwanisi lokuthi konkona zichaphe ziye emazweni ngokushwela ipassport ukuthi konkona kulaphepha lokwenza ipassport
hayi
bazaphila bona bodwa izihlobo sesifelwe ngabazali sesifelwe ngabangani phezu kwalokho abazali bethu lezihlobo zethu labangani bethu bafa ngegugu round namhlanje sebeqedwa yiyo le gugu round kamnangagwa ayiletha indirectly ukuthi abantu bengayiboni
hayi siyakuzwa mamoyo ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo isikhathi iso esesidliwe ngangowe
Yeah,
Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Caroline Moyo, one of our callers who usually calls us from South Africa. Hi, yena she highlighted one thing, one central thing. Akamthembi, aiwa, urumende hands, I don't trust you. Regaiti ende kuna muzware nyati tunzwa kutuwa no ti, besi sahamba gu mnumzana utawanda besi sikubu shelo. Manyati, usakone ngimwene?
Usakone.
Awusiningeza amazwi akho okugcina mama njengoba isikhathi sesihliwe mangwe. Hello.
Ngikhalele ukuthi yes ngikhona baba.
Ngiyakuzwa.
Yeah, ngithi ngikhalele ukuthi at least nga i-economy le ebuyayo lo imali le ebuyayo ngala iyathuthukisa ama-youth. Ngoba ama-youth vele thangani ahlala esimeni esibucayi.
Hayi siyabonga manyathi
ngoba emuva sikhande phambili amayethu ayaffecteka ngazo zonke indlela.
Hayi ngakuzwa manyathi ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlela.
Okay ngiyabonga na.
Right, regai tidzokere kuna mukoma Tawanda topedzawo chirongwa chedu. Vachikosi muchiripo parinare.
Sure.
Right, in I guess 2 minutes, one of the callers that just came in, confidence is on zero when we're talking about confidence in the government, confidence in the money itself. And it seems as though a lot of the comments that I'm reading, confidence is on a zero when we're talking about this new currency. As a young entrepreneur, as someone who's opening something that works along these currencies, what words would you give towards Zimbabweans to ensure that this thing works because it's for the better good of the nation?
So you mean to the government?
Yes. Well, government and the people of Zimbabwe too.
I think to the government, what we would really say is that we need a bit of consistency. Trust is something that you earn. So because right now the government has pretty much lost the trust of the people, which is evident of the fact that people don't trust the system, don't want to put their money into the system. And some of the problems that we have are created as a result of that mistrust. So it's a fact that government should admit that they've lost the trust of the people, and then they then propose ways to say, look, let's be more transparent, let's be more consistent, let's not change policies overnight. You know, let's create a system where people can start to, learn to trust us and to, have, confidence in us again. But you have to work in partnership with the people for you to be able to achieve that. So I think that's an onerous task. The onus is on the government to achieve that. Then to the rest of the people or the citizenry, similar to people like myself, guys, it's a situation where we have to think outside the box, learn new skills so that we can survive and thrive, change the way we look at the environment or the way we have been taught to look at environment and then start to adjust. So that maybe we can talk about a little bit better.
Aiwa, nguva ndiyo yadikanana tinotenda zvikuru. Thank you so much to everybody ongenileyo kuhlelo. Isikhathi isese siyokumangoyi. Tasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu chanhasi chinobhururuka chinomhara. Zimbabwe muhle anokoneka ine mfaro ndini Mike Hove. Bye bye.